For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Friend of mine, it's a real privilege having you tuned in today. It gives me an opportunity to invite you one more time to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord in your life. You need a Savior. You need a Lord. You need a Savior and a Lord that will never die, that knows the end from the beginning, that is all-powerful, and that is everlasting, and is a God of love. That's the kind of Savior and Lord you need. Jesus is Savior and Lord. Let him be yours, because you have the power of choice. Please, do not let his invitation go away in vain. Do it today. Invite him in today.
Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on you. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength to face the hard times, and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives. But that something is eternal, and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations. Jesus said to his disciples, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Jesus, Jesus, come on, come on.
I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast, Think It Over. It's a real privilege having you tuned in. Our guests today are two. There are two wonderful ladies here today. Our first guest is Sister Keisha Norris, a Master of Education, and CFRE. Now, she's going to explain what that means. Beginning full-time career in fundraising and in teaching high school chemistry and Spanish, Ms. Keisha Norris is working to establish herself in the Adventist philanthropic world. And as an undergraduate student, Ms. Norris worked on advancement in the advancement office at Southwestern Adventist University in the areas of annual giving and gift records. After graduation, her full-time philanthropy career started at SWAU, or Southwest Adventist University, as the Assistant Vice President for University Advancement, where she handled management of the Development Office, Donor Relations, Campaign Management, and Development for the School of Allied Health Professions at Loma Linda University for 5.5 years. During her years at LLU, Ms. Norris earned the designation Certified Fundraising Executive, and individuals granted the CFRE credential have met a series of standards set by the Certified Fundraising Executive Group International, which include tenure in the profession, education, demonstrated fundraising achievement, and a commitment to service to not-for-profit organizations. They have also passed a rigorous written examination testing the knowledge, skills, and abilities required of a fundraising executive, and have agreed to uphold accountability standards and the Donor Bill of Rights. Ms. Norris holds a bachelor's degree in biology with secondary education and music minor, as well as a master's degree in educational leadership, both from Southwestern Adventist University. Her experiences also include publications, fundraising event planning, planned giving, and alumni relations. Ms. Norris is currently the executive director of advancement and development at Oakwood University here in Huntsville, Alabama. It's a privilege having Ms. Norris with us here today, and our second guest is Sister Deborah Slack. Sister Deborah Slack is an Oakwood University graduate with a degree in management and 25 years experience in administrative education. She was the first African-American female to hold an office position in the administrative area as administrative assistant for the organization in which she was employed. Currently, she serves in the capacity of regional vice president for Oakwood University Alumni Association, representing South Central Conference. While in this leadership role, three chapters have been developed. As a member of her local alumni chapter, she has the duty of public relations communications liaison. Her membership with the Seventh-day Adventist denomination spans almost 30 years. She's been involved with ministries such as Adventist Youth Leader, Family Life, Women's Ministry, PR, Sabbath School Teacher, New Member Ministry, Orientation and Resource Team Leader, just to name a few. As a King's Daughters member, her duties included Assistant Secretary, Fundraiser Support, and Community Outreach. Mrs. Slack is married for 21 years and has adult children and grandchildren. It's a wonderful privilege to read all of these bios of these nice ladies, and now I'm going to talk to them about something they both want to share with you today, and that is about the forthcoming Oakwood Alumni Days, which start, I think, is it March 24 through 27.
Yes, sir.
Ladies, I'm so glad to have you. I feel enriched to have your company, and we're going to just ask you a little bit about the alumni. When is alumni homecoming, Miss Norris?
March 24th, that's a Thursday, it starts that day, and we last the entire weekend, so the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th.
Now, what's happening on the 24th?
The 24th, that's Thursday. Lots of great things are happening, and I know Deborah's going to talk about them, but, you know, the one that I always love to highlight is the UNCF, the United Negro College Fund Gala, that happens on Thursday evening at the Von Braun Center here in Huntsville. And it's just a great evening to kind of get out, get dressed up, but also support a great cause. Our students, the United Negro College Fund, and all of their accomplishments. We're just so, I can't stop saying how proud I am of our students and what they do and what they go on to accomplish. So the United Negro College Fund is a huge supporter of Oakwood University and Oakwood University students to get them to and through college. And so it's our privilege to host this banquet and to make it a fundraising event like no other.
All right. That's on Thursday evening, the 24th of March. Now, how does an individual get tickets?
Yes, you get tickets by going online to OUGiving.com. And you can purchase tickets right there. They're $75 a ticket for adults and $35 for students. And all the money goes for a great cause. You know, dressed up, have a good time, listen to some great speakers and music.
Now, who are our speakers for these?
Well, we're actually really privileged this year to have the CEO of UNCF, Dr. Michael Lomax, as our keynote speaker.
All right.
So he'll be there to talk a little bit about what's going on. A lot of our community volunteers and supporters are going to be honored, such as North American, NACE, everyone knows them, North Alabama Center for Educational Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
We have Joe Steele Building Company. We've got SAIC, a lot of our big sponsors. And then some of our local community people, Michael Cox from Parsons, Timothy McDonald, retired provost of Oakwood University, Sherry Wilson, who was a former member in our Office of Development and now is working at UNCF. Those are all the honorees. Tony Terrell and Michelle DeJohnson, right here, our community people, just honoring them and their support of education. And then we've got a couple local bands that will be playing. So Rocket City Jazz Orchestra will be playing that evening, as well as Unknown Lyric.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's very good. That sounds interesting. Now, I'm excited. Now, I want to know from you, Sister Slack, what is the purpose for the Alumni Weekend?
Alumni Weekend's purpose primarily is to gather all of our past alumni. They come home for homecoming. They see their friends. They talk to their friends from all parts of the United States and international. Sometimes they haven't seen one another for 5 years or since graduation, and maybe that has been 20 years. But it is a time, a meeting, a gathering place to come and experience and to catch up on, sort of like this great big family reunion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds interesting. And I know because my children come. They look forward to coming.
Yes, indeed.
Now, Sister Norris, who will be the featured speakers for alumni?
Well, we did tell a little bit about the gala and Dr. Michael Cox, but I know for Sabbath, you know, which is probably, I always like, you know, Sabbath is our celebration anyway.
Yes.
So it's a big celebration now with all of our family here in the Von Braun Center. And I believe Whitley Phipps is our speaker this year.
Beautiful.
For Alumni Weekend, because it is his honor year.
That's right.
It's his honor year.
Yes,
he will be our speaker for the hour. But,
beautiful.
You know, Elder Kelly, this is an extra special year that Deborah and I haven't actually said, because we're celebrating anniversaries this year.
Oh, wow.
A lot of anniversaries. So this year is the 120th year celebration for Oakwood University.
Beautiful.
1896 to 2016. So we're celebrating that. And Deborah,
for the association, it is 90 years, 1926. To 2016. So that is a lot of years, Elder Kelly, to be with the association, to be with the university, and everybody can come together and plan and have this one big meeting that we all look forward to each year during Alumni Weekend. We have honor classes. This year it is the classes of the sixes, 1946 to 2006. So this is the 49th homecoming celebration.
Oh, my. That's wonderful.
Yes. So we're really excited about it because so many different anniversaries, so many great things happening because it's also the 70th anniversary of the Aeolians.
That's correct.
Oh. So that's going to be a great, exciting day on Sabbath when we hear the choir and also get to experience their concert that evening. Mm-hmm. So many things to celebrate, and this is just one of the greatest events that I've been able to attend and be a part of.
That is just wonderful. After our next song, we're going to come right back with our guests, Ms. Keisha Norris and Mrs. Deborah Slack. It's a privilege having them, and please stay tuned. Invite a friend to listen, won't you? Thank you, Sister Nancy Dudley. What a beautiful message and song you've shared with us. Sister Keisha Norris is currently the Executive Director of Advancement and Development at Oakwood University. She is a certified fundraising executive and is responsible for development, alumni relations, marketing, and PR, WJOU, where we are today, customer relations, and Oakwood Memorial Gardens. So we are so grateful to have her along with Sister Deborah Slack who is one of the officers in the National Alumni Organization. What a privilege it is to have. Ladies, tell us, what are some of the special events that are going to be going on during this weekend from March 24 to 27?
Well, Elder Kelly, I guess I'm kind of biased, but I think all of the events are special. So it's a big weekend of special events. And as we said before, we start on March 24th on Thursday. So the Thursday kind of starts off, you know, just that slow start revving up. So we've got registration going on the campus. You've got tours at the library. We've got alumni, authors, and friends book signing going to be happening. So all of our authors, our alumni that are authors, will be doing book signings in Blake Center. Well, so that's a great opportunity to kind of meet some high influential people.
But you mentioned to me about tours. What are you talking
yes,
about?
Yes. Okay. So the Clara Rock Peterson Museum.
Yes.
In the Eva B. Dykes Library. So we're going to, the archivists will be there and the librarians will be there to give people tours.
All right.
Through Oakwood's Museum.
All right.
Yes.
Very
a
good.
Great, beautiful informational piece
yes.
about Oakwood University, its history with the Seventh-day Adventist Church,
right.
all the way up till now.
Right.
And then it does have an extended piece about Black Americans, their history throughout time. So it's a great place to kind of start. If you don't know anything about Oakwood, you learn a lot there. And if
yes.
you know about Oakwood, you get to get kind of a little bit deeper appreciation
wonderful.
For what goes on.
That is wonderful. Sister Slack, you want to add something?
Yes, Elder. Blake Center is going to be the hub of everything on Thursday, March the 24th, and Friday, March the 25th. We've got six different entities there. We've WJLU will be there doing a live remote. We've got the Class of 76, and, of course, registration for the Alumni Association mm-hmm. will be there also. We have It's From the Soul, which is a new event this year. It is a community outreach sponsored by NAD. They're going to be passing out sneakers to the homeless and socks to the homeless of Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be there also. We've got the LEAP recruiting. They're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the hub of where everybody needs to come on Thursday
mm-hmm.
and on Friday. If you're part of the Class of 76, your class will be there. You can come and have food, socialize, and, you know, just about see everybody and reminisce of what it was like to go to the president's office or be at the cafeteria or just hang out at the Blake Center Mall. That's where all of the activities are going to be. We do have some departmental activities also.
All right.
With the biology department. They have a medical symposium, Ryan Duncan Medical Symposium. And this year they're saying bridging the gap between the medical and the spiritual. You can actually attend this and get your CME credits. It's from 9 to 12 at the Cooper Complex.
Mm-hmm.
You would need to go online to oakwoodalum.org, mm-hmm. look at the schedule, and then make your way there. 3 hours, everybody can use these credits to keep themselves updated. And
yes.
it's for the medical professionals. Kenny Anderson is going to be the narrator. Our own national president, Dr. Cynthia Powell Hicks, will be one of the speakers there. We have Eric Moore. Dr. Russell C. will be there. We've got Ivan... Ivan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, please come by. This is our blowout year, our 90th celebration, our anniversary. We want everybody, whoever has been connected with Oakwood or if you're just learning, come and have a beautiful, wonderful time. Everything is centered on campus. For Sabbath afternoon, we are partnering with the Oakwood Academy. We're having our lunch. Our honorees will be there, all of the national honorees. We have 9 honorees, Family of the Year,
mm-hmm.
Certificate of Merit, alumna, and alumnus. So we have one for our 9 regions. You need to come by and see all of, because you're going to be sad if you don't attend.
Yes.
And then Monday or 2 weeks later, you're hearing people talk about it. And you weren't part of it. So please do come and share in this momentous occasion. And you'll be able to have all of this information in the museum. Heather James does a beautiful job with cataloging and putting things in the museum. So this will be a part of it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I have to ask you, because I have to ask you about Friday night.
Okay.
Because, you know, I heard about these singing groups, so I need to know what's going on.
Okay, well, Elder Kelly, what would Oakwood be without music? Like, I can't even imagine an Oakwood and music not tied together. So, of course, if we're having Alumni Weekend, we're having some incredible music. And it definitely begins on Friday night for our AY concert. It's at the University Church, so right here on campus. And it starts, well, there's a 6:30 Vespers that will start. Elder Jerome Hurst is the speaker. Mm-hmm. And then at 7:30, you've got this alumni concert. So here's some of the groups we're talking about. The Distinctive Friends of Jesus.
Yes.
The Way Back When Chorale.
I'm looking forward to
Anthony
that.
Wiggum.
Yes.
The Way Back When Quintet.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed Peace. And many, many more people.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, it's just an exciting time. Jonathan Slocum, who is one of our alums, will be the MC for this event. So I can imagine, last year, at the concert last year, it was just such an environment of sing-along. I mean, the sing-along, the spiritual, the warmth in the building was just, you could just feel it. You know, if you were just a visitor, you felt it.
Yes.
And you felt the family atmosphere is what we get every day here at Oakwood. And so that concert is kind of that warm, fuzzy, hometown worship time that we're going to have here on campus.
I just appreciate that. And, you know, I'm going to talk to you some more after our next song. But, ladies, you're making me feel better now. The music is coming out in the speakers. And Dr. Jerome Hurst is a good speaker,
I tell you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've heard him. And plus, he's from my hometown. So don't
Yes,
don't
from Ohio. Okay.
Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Oh,
That was Sister Brenda Spraggin singing for us. And it's just a privilege having her to share the music which God has given to her. Our guest today is Miss Keisha Norris and Mrs. Deborah Slackley is talking about the Oakwood Alumni Weekend. And I can tell you, you are so enthusiastic already. You probably can't wait to get into the car and come, or the plane, and come this way. And, you know, we also exalt Jesus Christ as the founder of all education, the founder of life. And he promises to return to gather his people. And when we get together here at Alumni Weekend, it's a wonderful time to encourage each other in the Lord. So won't you come and participate and encourage each other to be faithful? Well, let's talk about the Alumni Weekend a little bit more. What are some of the other activities that are going on this coming weekend?
Well, we talked about Friday night, the AYS concert that no one needs to miss because it's going to be one of those epic times. But, you know, like we said, music is a big thing here at Oakwood, and so there's some other things you want to hear. So come in on Sabbath morning to the Von Braun. You get to hear the choir. And not only that, one of my favorite parts, congregational singing, because everyone is kind of in it. When you're in the Von Braun and you hear all these voices lifted up and praise to God, it's just a blessing to hear. But we've got Vespers on Saturday. You know, you've got the lunch on Saturday afternoon that we want you to attend. But there's Vespers on Saturday evening. So we have Dr. Carlton Bird, who will be speaking for the Vespers talk. But right after he speaks at the University Church, we're going to be having a concert with our Aeolians. So we did talk about 70th anniversary of the Aeolians. So this is kind of a special event because they're bringing two eras of Aeolians together. So Lloyd Mallory Aeolians from 2004 to 2006, and then Jason Ferdinand Aeolians. So it's going to be quite interesting to hear this blending of the music. But what I know is the Aeolian sound is like no other. Whatever era they were in, this is going to be a blessed concert. So we want everyone to be here for that reunion concert because it's going to be really great.
I'm sure it will be. Are there any other particular activities that perhaps may not take place on campus or at the Von Braun?
Absolutely, Elder Kelly. For all of you golfers out there, we have the Len Ross Golf Classic. Clara White is our new coordinator for that this year. The golf classic will be held at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail in Hampton Cove Golf Course. You would need to go online to oakwoodalumni.org and register there. All the information is there. All of these activities are there, too, if you can't remember them all. But it's going to be an exciting time.
Yes.
The weather will be beautiful March of this time of year. We always look forward to it. It can be raining all week, but when Sabbath comes, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. And, you know, Friday is no different. So please come out and support that. And then, of course, we have the 5K International Run. That's on Sunday. Warm up and registration starts about 7:30, and then the actual run starts about 8 a.m. It normally it's on campus, of course, and then it starts at the gym. So you would need to come and get registered, get your number, and get all geared up. It is all for a worthy cause. You know that this year is Healthy Campus 2020.
That's right.
Stand Out is the acronym. So we want to get our body in motion. And we want to come out and support this. And as I said, all of these events, activities will be captured and they will be put in the museum. So you really want to come and be a part of that. That is Sunday, March the 27th for the 5K run. It begins at 7:30 a.m. is registration. And then 8 o'clock is the actual start time.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds very good. Now, Ms. Norris, could you share with us what can we do for the university, those of us who are alumni of the university? What can we do for this university that would be meaningful?
Well, that's such a loaded question to ask a fundraiser, Heather Kelly. Well, I always want to start because I honestly feel that Oakwood University and God First is just so synonymous that the first and foremost thing that we ask anyone to do is pray for Oakwood. There are so many things going on in this world, and we can just see them. But, man, you know, Satan is definitely attacking the university, attacking our church, attacking our students. And we need God's covering. We need it for our students.
Absolutely.
We need it for them as they graduate, as they go in out and represent Oakwood and get jobs, and as they become families, they get married and have children. We really, first and foremost, want everyone's prayers for the university. Second, I would say, on my list is we want people to talk about Oakwood and the greatness that comes from Oakwood.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that happen here, so many life-changing things, so many people that have come from here and just blossomed
mm-hmm.
with God's blessings.
Yes.
And we want people to talk about that and direct people to Oakwood because we believe that this is God's school
right.
and that people should be here. So we want people to talk about Oakwood and the wonderful things God is doing on this campus and
mm-hmm.
bring direct students here.
Mm-hmm.
And third, I will always say that Oakwood can always use financial support
mm-hmm.
From scholarships to new buildings or new projects.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah mentioned Healthy Campus 2020, a great new initiative to become the healthiest campus in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just such a lofty goal, but we know that God can do all things, and
Absolutely.
This is what we look for Oakwood
mm-hmm.
University. We
mm-hmm.
want to be that front runner, some, you know, that school that's out there doing something unlike any other. So
mm-hmm.
from our projects, from scholarships to our community health clinic that's starting up, to our anticipated health and wellness center that's coming up, people that are looking to support Oakwood financially, there are so many things that they can do, and we would love and appreciate that as well.
Now, you mentioned a clinic. What do you mean by the clinic?
Yes, sir. With the Healthy Campus 2020 program, that is an on-campus initiative to make sure that our students are kind of just these healthy machines kind of going
yes.
out and making a difference. We realize that there's nothing better than allowing our students to also help the community become healthy as well.
Right.
We don't feel like Oakwood should be here in Huntsville and not contribute to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we are kind of bringing something back that Oakwood has had in the past. I saw when we were in the archives looking up what's going on for the 120th years. But we are going to use one of our properties that we have off-site and build a health clinic, a community health clinic.
That is beautiful.
So our students will be there. They'll be able to teach, pass on the knowledge of things that they're learning
mm-hmm.
in their classes, in their Healthy Campus 2020
mm-hmm.
Initiatives, and be able to kind of do a little bit of outreach, a different
yes.
kind of outreach
mm-hmm.
than maybe traditional to the community of Huntsville.
Oh,
and
yes.
We appreciate Huntsville and what they have done for Oakwood University, and we want to make sure we give right back.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm just grateful to hear that. And Sister Slack, I want to ask you, you mentioned that three new chapters have been formed.
Yes, Elder Kelly.
Tell us about this chapter.
Well, the Alumni Association is divided up into nine regions, and each region has their regional vice president, and their primary duty is to develop chapters. I am in the South Central Conference region, so we currently have four regions five states, I think. If you are in a region and you're not sure that there is a chapter, you would go online and you would register there. And then what we do, we take that list and we disseminate it to our regional vice president. And then they can sort of put the feelers out there and make visits and find out who is interested in starting a chapter within their area.
Mm-hmm.
When I assumed these duties, we had one working chapter. Now my region, South Central, has four working chapters.
Praise the Lord.
So the chapters are an extension of the university.
Mm-hmm.
What we do, we help the university, number one, student scholarships. Number two, whatever the university has as far as capital projects, then we support that. And it's been great. You know, mm-hmm. we are doing better than we have been in the past, God has richly blessed us because we have some people who dearly love Oakwood University. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we do what we can do, and we just keep going, and we keep going sort of like the Energizer Bunny, that we just do whatever we can do to make sure that Oakwood University, which is an HBCU, historically black college and university, that it does maintain. And as Keisha said, this is a spiritual place, a God-ordained place.
Absolutely.
And we can all testify of our experiences here. And when we come back during Alumni Weekend, all of those things just come back to heart and to mind.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I just want to ask again, when they come back for homecoming, what, Ms. Norris, what do you think really draws them back?
You know, Elder Kelly, I get asked that question a lot, actually. When I go to meetings with a lot of fundraisers, and that's not just Adventist fundraisers, but at other universities, you know, there's always this, oh, I know you guys are probably having a bad time, not that many come to your homecoming, and you've got to get more attendance. I'm probably one of the least amount of people that says, you know what, I actually have a lot of people at our homecoming. And the fact that Oakwood University draws 8,000 to 10,000 people for a homecoming weekend on average, and it's not only alumni, it's friends, people that are just coming or interested or just people here in Huntsville, that says something about Oakwood University to me.
Yes, yes.
I think it says that Oakwood University is a place where you feel loved, where you feel wanted, and where you feel a sense of belonging. You know, that's it's in a kind of in a easy sense, it's home.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I think Oakwood University Alumni Weekend is that actual homecoming, you know, unlike any other, that people come back to feel like that belonging, feel like they're with their family. Mm-hmm. And since I've come to Oakwood, that's what I've experienced. You know, you can't really put a finger on it, what it is.
Right.
But we know when we're back here all together, seeing everyone, taking pictures, you know, you can't move 5 feet without waving or hugging or taking pictures, that, you know, that familiar sense, you just can't beat that.
Absolutely.
I mean, and when you get to come and experience that year after year, on a campus that is spiritual, that, you know, believes in God, that has the greatest music, that has the sports and the health going, and that has just a great family environment. I mean, where else would you go, Elder Kelly, but to Oakwood University's homecoming weekend?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't want to be anywhere else but
exactly.
Oakwood University.
Well, you know, so many people, mothers, fathers, grandparents, have sacrificed to send their children and their grandchildren,
right,
and their great-grandchildren.
That's true.
And it's not only a celebration, but it's also a thank you, God.
Amen.
For keeping this institution to go through all of the vicissitudes of life, all kind of trials, and yet it's still here and still going strong for God's glory.
That's right.
It's just a privilege having you ladies with us today. Let me share a song before we go back for our time together. Spirit, Thank you so much, Brother Duane Hamilton. What a beautiful message and song. Our guest today, Miss Keisha Norris and Mrs. Deborah Slack. What a joy it is to have them talk about Alumni Weekend. I'm already excited, and it's 2 weeks away. But praise the Lord. I want to find out from each of you ladies, what's going to happen on Sunday?
All right. Well, I'll talk a little bit about the vendor mall. So Sunday on campus, we have a huge tent set up, lots of tables and chairs. And this is a great opportunity for our alumni who have small businesses or, you know, varying things like that to kind of display those things and allow their fellow alums and friends to kind of partake in their businesses. So we've gotten people with a variety of things. I've seen people selling different vitamin supplements. I've seen people selling their music or CDs. And this year we've kind of done a little bit different and made sure that all that come out will be able to purchase food. So we've got some of our local Huntsville food truck vendors going to be here on campus. So
beautiful.
I think we've got about six or seven. So some of them I know are like the cupcake trucks, and one of them will be a baked potato, stuffed baked potato truck. So there's a few different trucks out here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some great food. But it's also an interesting time because you get to hear the USM. They start featuring their voices and their CD.
Right.
You get to hear the drum line. At that same time, the basketball tournament's concluding in the gym, and usually the skating rink is open for the younger children to kind of skate.
Yes.
So it's a great kind of fellowship. You know, Elder Kelly, the best part about Alumni Weekend is the meeting and greeting.
Yes.
So it's not only supporting our alumni businesses that are out there, mm-hmm. but it's getting to talk and mingle and meet each other, finish up those pictures that mm-hmm. we've been taking at the Alumni Vendor Mall. But there's so many other things happening on campus that day as well. Deborah, weren't we talking about those?
Yes, we're actually concluding the Oakland University departmental events. It's the 30th anniversary of the Literary Guild. Dr. Cecily
Daly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. She's in charge of that. So as we said before, there are a lot of anniversaries going on in this Alumni Weekend this year. Then we have the New Beginnings, which is a single-parent resource center. Mm-hmm. And they're having open house. This is the first time this year. Mm-hmm. But it's not their first time assisting students. I think they've been going on for at least 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 10 years. So they're having an open house, and they not only serve as Oakland University students, they serve as Alabama A&M students, UAH students, Calhoun students, and J.F. Drake students. Those mm-hmm. students who are trying to get their schooling together, but they need some assistance with daycare. That's what they're there for. And then we have the psychological department. They're having, it's their 50th year of service.
Beautiful.
For Oakwood University. Dr. Hodnett is the person in charge of that, Martin Hodnett. So come out and just celebrate it and make sure that you're there. Then there's a meet and greet in the auditorium. That's the biological sciences. Dr. Juliet Penrod is the person in charge of that. So we have a lot of different departmental events going on this year, more this year than we did last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, you know, ladies, our time is slipping away from us. But I want to tell you, some people think about, you know, meeting and greeting, about how soon Jesus is going to come. Do you know that the Feast of Tabernacles was the time that God ordained when the people would come from far and near and fellowship?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, God is the God of fellowship.
Yeah.
That's right.
He doesn't want us to live by ourselves. He
That's
didn't
right.
put us here. We all need each other.
That's right.
And so I'm just grateful for this Feast of Tabernacles time
right.
that comes every year here at Alumni Weekend. And I don't think you should feel guilty, you know, how soon Jesus is coming. He's going to come anyway.
That's right.
And if you're not living with him day by day, getting sad, looking sad is not going to make it.
That's right.
He wants
That's right.
us to have joy. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe you're going to appreciate this Alumni Weekend starting March 24 on Thursday evening going to March 27. And we want you to come. I'll let one of these ladies have the closing word before we have the closing prayer.
Well, Elder Kelly, like we said, so many things going on. We're excited about the old and the new. And there's also a special event we wanted to talk about is the Anna Knight Women's Leadership Center. This is a new center on Oakwood's campus that we're doing a dedicatory service on Sunday. And Anna Knight, you know, we have a building on campus named for Anna Knight, but her contributions to Oakwood and the church in general are just invaluable. And so we're excited about dedicating that. And the history of Oakwood, the history of our alumni association, the history of our people is just invaluable. And we know every Alumni Weekend celebrates that. And so we want everyone to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Be for every celebration. Come and see Anna Knight's Women's Leadership Center.
Yes.
Come and sing with the choirs. Come and worship with us, because this is a time for our fellowship. And like, I love how you said it, a Feast of Tabernacles.
Yes.
So we're excited about
beautiful,
that.
Beautiful.
Yes, God bless you. I don't know which one of you ladies is going to have our closing prayer, but either one or both of you can do it just fine with me.
Let's bow our heads. Our Father in heaven, Lord, how great thou art. We are so thankful, Father, that you choose us, dust, to be able to do thy work. Lord, as we plan this momentous occasion, a 90th anniversary for the Alumni Association and 120 years for Oakwood University, your school, your chosen spiritual place, Father, may everything that we do and say represent you in a mighty way, Lord. May souls be won as a result of this planning, this celebration. May they see Jesus in each one of us, Lord. And as always, Father, we look to you for everything that we are, everything that we need, and everything that we hope to be. It is all in you, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much for listening today. And those of you come from far and near, be very courteous at the hotel where you stay, with the restaurant where you eat. Manifest Jesus Christ to them in your demeanor, and Christ's name will be glorified and honored. Also, speak to the young people who are students here at this school. Don't pass them by, because they need your prayers and your encouragement. Don't forget the administration. They need your prayers and your encouragement, because the enemy attacks them in every turn. And we come together to encourage each other in the Lord. I look forward to seeing you. And God bless you for having tuned in today. Until next time, remember, the true object of life is ministry.